That's a hard act to follow. Looking back, the most exciting Christmas present I received as a child was a telescope. A neighbor had introduced me to astronomy by sharing the amazing views through his telescope. I recall seeing the rings of Saturn and the four largest moons of Jupiter, and trying to comprehend the actual size and distances of the tiny images I saw through the eyepiece. Awakening one Christmas morning, I found my very own telescope assembled and standing next to the tree. That telescope kept me engaged and entertained for many hours during my youth, and almost led me to a career in astronomy. Looking back, the most disappointing present was when I was 7. From my father, it was a framed list of the advice and values that he wanted me to live by. For a kid with a long wish list of toys, a bunch of words in a frame totally missed the point. Yet that framed list hangs on my wall today, the only Christmas gift from childhood that I still have. My father's words have influenced and guided my life. Words like, "When there is a job to do, do a good job, never a sloppy one. Never live too far away from the outdoors, from trees and birds, animals, plants and insects, mountains and blue water. And think for yourself. Don't believe what you read or what other people say unless it seems true to you." That almost seems like a seed that brought me here. The importance of my father's gift reflects how the meaning of Christmas has changed for me in the too many decades that have passed since I was 7. Christmas has changed from a time of presents to a time of presence. From presence with a T to presence with a CE. From presence, those ornately wrapped packages under the tree, to presence, an awareness of being and the intangible yet very real gifts of life, friendship, and love. My experience of Christmas has also changed. Christmas now interrupts the frantic pace of my life and quietly calls me to pause. The decorated tree, the colorful lights that illuminate the night, the rich harmonies of the carols, the gathering of family and friends, the laughter of children, they conspire to soothe a deep need. That need is to be nurtured, to find an inner peace, to see an end to suffering, to return to the pure innocence of childhood, when anything and everything was possible. In the play Mame, Mame sings of the need for Christmas in the song, "We Need a Little Christmas." She sings, "For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now." Author Lenora Mattingly Weber recognized this same yearning when she wrote, "Christmas is for children, but it is also for grown-ups, even if it is a headache, a chore, and a nightmare at times. It is a period of necessary defrosting of chill and hide-bound hearts. Christmas arrives when I'm already too busy and too preoccupied with the day-to-day, forgetful of what in life is truly important. Christmas arrives, and I am forced to pause." May you, like me, be nurtured and sense peace in our gathering tonight. And tomorrow morning, may we feel the love so well voiced by 7-year-old Bobby, who said, "Love is what's in the room with you at Christmas if you stop opening presents and listen." May this mysterious spirit that softens our hearts and reminds us of our deepest hopes, live beyond the day after sales, and carry us far into the new year.